I'm doing okay. How you doing, Sean?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Talk about it.
I have spent the last few days watching clips and episodes of Horse Warriors from season one. My gosh, what inspired you to create Horse Warriors, and how did the concept evolve? Because this is unbelievable.
Well, it was easy to come up with because I was doing a rodeo show, and I was with a bull rider, and he said, "Hey, I'm going to go practice with some friends for some relay." And I went, "Oh, what's this relay?" And he went, "Oh, come and shoot it." And so we went and shot, and they were just in an arena. And I went, "So wait, you do this with like five other teams on the track?" And he went, "Yeah." And I went, "That's got to be crazy."
It is crazy. I mean, if you've never watched it, hop on YouTube for a second and just take a look at some of it. These are some of the most amazing athletes I've ever seen.
You know, they just got to look for Horse Warriors TV, because we got so many clips of it on social media, and there are a lot of our teams. And for me, when I saw it, I just went, "Oh my goodness, this is so amazing." And the thing I loved about it was a truly indigenous sport, a really, truly indigenous expression.
It really is,
And that excited me to no end.
And it truly is a unique and an incredibly intense sport. I'm just curious what challenges you face capturing the energy and the emotion on the screen. How tough is that?
Well, I was trying not to get any of our shooters killed while we're doing it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because, you know, you got people on the track, and you got to have someone watching their back, because the horses will just go all over the place. So we were always really trying to be as safety conscious as we could while going into a very dangerous place. You know, so that was really challenging. And I think it just took a while. Like, we had to hang out around a lot of people and get to know a lot of people to kind of get access and get a little bit of trust, you know. So it was kind of a challenge in terms of making sure we could try and catch some of that excitement from the races, and then trying to get some of that real life drama that's happening behind the scenes.
Listening to the commercials, one of the lines that really stood out to me was, "To be successful, I can't ride safe." I just went, "Oh my gosh."
Oh yeah, that was Jesse that said that. And Jesse had a few wipeouts that were quite spectacular.
Is that right? My goodness.
Oh, yeah. There's one, his family team, Two Medicine, was at Stampede, and they were leading. They were heading into the final championship race. All they had to do was finish clean, and this one horse just reared up. And his dad, Tony, he's like a 200-pound man. This horse lifted him like a little child, and they're both up in the air. They go back on the dirt. Jesse's running, trying to jump on the horse. Can't get the reins. The horse runs away along with their hopes.
Oh, my God!
And it was just so amazing. I couldn't believe that we caught all of that.
Chatting with Neil Grahn, he's the director-producer of Horse Warriors, Season 2, September 4th on APTN. What was the most surprising or moving moments that you witnessed during Season 2?
I think for me, one of our teams, Poitra, went down to Muckleshoot, which is in Seattle. It's one of the biggest races there is. It's kind of, you know, it's like one of the triple crowns of relay racing. And they ended up winning the whole darn thing. And it was so exciting. And in the middle of their victory, Curtis, the team owner, threw back to a friend of his that had been on the team earlier but had died a year earlier, and just said, "This is for you, Ralph." And it was filled with such heartfelt emotion and victory at the same time. It tore me up.
Give me chills, dude. Season 2 of The Horse Warriors, September 4th on APTN. Give our listeners right across Alberta one final push on why they should check out the show.
I'd say check out the show and then go see it live as well, because you're going to do nothing but delight yourself. It's crazy. When you're sitting there and you're right in front of the boxes and they're all changing and you just, so much is going on, it really lets you understand kind of the skill level. It's just, for me, the real joy of the show is that mix of, we get to meet the families, we get to meet all of them, and then we see them just doing the most, one of the most amazing sports you can ever see.
And it truly is one of those kind of shows, right? You're seeing a lot of the action, but you're also seeing some behind-the-scenes stuff, some of the drama. It's truly a documentary style.
Oh, yeah. We almost saw a couple teams come to, like, blows in the back back of the track, like, right.
I would
up,
think that happens a lot, right? Because they're bumping into each other. And
it is. You know what happens is, too, it's sometimes where they will come to blows on the track, and then a day later it's kind of, "Sorry, man, we're all so heated." and they sort it out.
Well, Neil, thank you so much for coming on the show for a few minutes. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. I really appreciate anybody helping us out.